everyone. Welcome to the Kabul Holiday Tournament. I'm Red Bull Mike Race, and we're getting set for a doubleheader of basketball from Kabul as the Alton Comets tangle with the Gainesville Bulldogs in quarterfinal action. It's been quite a day so far. We expect the next two games to be equally as good as the ones we've witnessed here at Kabul High School today. Alton Comet basketball tonight brought to you by the Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant on the square in Alton, along with Hollis Insurance Agency, LLC, Shelter Insurance, Norm Hollis in Alton, Simpson's True Value, The Fuel Express, Alton Carquest Auto Parts, and Alton Gun and Pawn, Paintmasters Collision Repair of Alton and Thayer, the Alton Bank, and Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton, your agent in Alton and Thayer. We're about 11 minutes away from the tip-off on this one. Again, a big day. Already six games in the book here today. We'll run down the bracket and let you know how things are going. We're at the Kabul Holiday Tournament on Ecom Sports. We'll be back with more of your pregame activities in just 2 minutes on Ecom Sports.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Are you in the mood for some home-cooked food, but you just don't feel like cooking or cleaning up? Well, go to the Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant on the square in Alton. They're open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. They feature a lunch buffet Monday through Friday and a dinner buffet Thursday and Friday starting at 5 p.m. It's the Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant. Check them out on Facebook, keep up with their specials, and there you'll find some of their reviews. Great from scratch food, great buffet, great customer service. The Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant on the square in Alton.
Make sure you have enough batteries to power your gadgets and gifts. Right now, Simpson True Value has EverReady alkaline or lithium batteries on sale. Choose 24 packs of AA or AAA Energizer Max alkaline batteries for just $16.99 a pack. Or pick up a 12-pack of AA or AAA Energizer lithium batteries, also at the low price of just $16.99 a pack. Power up with these great bargains of the month while supplies last at Simpson True Value in Alton. Stop by and see them today.
If your savings aren't earning high rates, isn't it about time they did? At Alton Bank, we have money market deposit accounts that will meet your needs. Right now, we are running special rate for over $250,000 for 2.27 annual percentage yield. This is a variable rate account where the rate can increase as rates rise. Drop by and we can discuss details and requirements. Let us set you up with an account to make your money grow. Alton Bank, a bank worth changing for. Member FDIC.
We're back here at the Kabul Holiday Tournament. I'm Red Bull Mike Grace, and yes, we're a little bit late getting started, but it's been a big day, and the games are running a little bit behind here tonight. We're getting ready for the Alton Comets and the Gainesville Bulldogs in the quarterfinals. Our second game tonight will be the Thayer Bobcats to take on at Chadwick. Coming into this game, Alton, the number two seed, they got here with a win last night, and actually it was yesterday afternoon. Alton beat Lutie. Thayer moving into tonight's action after the win over Eminence last night. Now for Gainesville, the Comets opponent here tonight, they got here with the win over Plato, 70-62. This is a pretty good Gainesville Bulldog basketball team. And, of course, traditionally, the Gainesville Bulldogs always very competitive. And this might be one of their better teams in recent years. And, of course, their coach over there, no stranger to basketball in these parts. He used to be at Norwood a few years ago. Went down to Gainesville. That, of course, is Morris Jenkins. An interesting sideline to tonight's game, Morris Jenkins and the Alton Comet coach, Norm Hollis, played together at Alton High School back in the, mid-1980s that was. Yeah, Norm was actually a year older than Morris, but they played together for 3 years wearing the Comet blue and gold, and boy, were they ever successful in those days at Alton. All right, Gainesville and Alton. And we're getting ready to tip off here in just about 8 minutes or so. Let's take a look at the bracket for today. We started this morning in the consolation bracket. It was Kabul, a winner over Koshkonong. And then Summersville beat Winona. Plato gets a win over Lutie in a dandy ball game. And then Eminence and Mansfield went after it. And they went four overtimes before Eminence got the victory over the Mansfield Lions. So tomorrow at 9 o'clock in the morning, Kabul will play Summersville in the in the loser's bracket. And Plato will play Eminence in the 10:30 ball game tomorrow morning. In the winner's bracket, in the quarterfinals, it was top-seeded Dora, who struggled early but then pulled away late. They beat Norwood this evening 60-28. And then Lesterville just got the better of Licking in a game that just finished a few minutes ago. Lesterville will play Dora at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in semifinal number one. And that's where the seedings have held up in the top half of the bracket. Dora, the number one seed. Lesterville is the number four. Norwood will drop into the consolation bracket. They'll play at noon tomorrow, and they will take on the Licking Wildcats. And we get to the semifinals, 3 o'clock and 4:30. Alton and Gainesville, Thayer and Chadwick. Winners move on to play each other. The losers will play each other on Saturday. Court championship round of this tournament will be on Monday. Alton Thomas, Ron, taking their warm-ups. They went to the locker room. They've come back out. Gainesville still on the floor taking their warm-ups. And, folks, I think we're going to have a dandy here tonight. By the way, congratulations to the Mammoth Spring Bears on a huge win down at the A.L. Hudson Center in the Bad Boy Ronnie Brogdon Classic. The Mammoth Spring Bears, if you didn't hear, a winner over the host school Highland in overtime on a tip-in by Zach Flynn at the buzzer. Not a tip-in. He had a three-pointer. A three-pointer at the buzzer. And Mammoth Spring beats Highland on their home floor to advance to the championship tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock against Middle College. Also, congratulations to the West Plains Ladies Visitors today. They win in the quarterfinal round of the Pink and White tournament up in Springfield. They beat Willard 68-36. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats will be playing in that tournament. At 7:30 was the start time for that one. Now, if you're tuned in thinking you might hear the Thayer Lady Bobcats, they will be heard on AM 1290 and FM 103.7, The Gift. And it kind of kept us up. West Plains Ladies Visitors, by the way, will play tomorrow against Clever at 4 o'clock. Thayer Lady Bobcats, we'll find out, depending on when they win or lose, what time they play tomorrow in the Pink and White in Springfield. But that team they're playing, Klassen, I believe is one of the top-ranked teams in the state of Oklahoma. So that'll be an uphill battle for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. All right, we're going to take another timeout. We'll come back, take a look at our starting lineup for tonight's game. It's the Alton Comets and the Gainesville Bulldogs. We'll be back in 2 minutes on Ecom Sports.
When you hear them fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash, and when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080, paintmasterscollisionrepair.com.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most, see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They offer a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, as well as ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn that into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Their phone number is 417-778-6677.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared in their own smoker. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges. Your one-stop for conservation. Hunt Brothers Pizza, catering, and more. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
It's the place there's no place else like, home. It's the circle of chairs around your fire pit, where all the do you remembers get passed around like bowls of ice cream. It's bacon and eggs in the skillet, crackling along with the laughter.
At Shelter Insurance, we don't just insure your home, we insure all the memories that live inside it. Ask your agent for details. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash, and when I've been one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paintmaster's Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paintmaster's Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080, paintmasterscollisionrepair.com.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, Tudors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the bootio. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
And welcome back to the Cabool High School Gym. Game number 7 on the day here for the quarterfinal round of the Cabool Holiday Tournament. We've got the Alton Comets with a record of 7-1 taking on the Gainesville Bulldogs for the right to move into the semifinals tomorrow at 4:30. And I'll tell you, there's been some great games here tonight. I expect that will continue here tonight. Check our starting lineup. First up with the Alton Comets, they'll be the home team on the scoreboard wearing the white uniform trimmed in the blue and the gold. It'll be Drew Clary, Andy Morrison, Eli King, and Colby Cronodal, the four seniors, and the junior, Kanan Heck. And for the Cabool Bulldogs, number 50, league sophomore Bryce Hambleton, number 20, a sophomore Landry Jenkins, number 22, a sophomore Jake Leaker, along with number 33, the senior Jalen Evans, and number 11, that is Jackson Britt, wearing number 12. Tip is up and controlled by the Gainesville Bulldogs. Bulldogs have it, and that is number 11, Jackson Britt. He'll swing it on the right side to Leaker. Leaker back out on top. Evans has got it there, holds it high. Alton back on zone defense. Gainesville going to take their time offensively here. Got the ball over to Jenkins. Jenkins back out on top to Evans. Evans on the right side now to Britt. Britt pounds it into the paint for Hambleton. Going down the left side of the lane, we're going to get a whistle and a foul. Going to be called on the Alton Comets as Britt lowered his shoulder, took that ball to the hole. He was fouled by the Alton Comets, number 44, and that is Colby Cronodal. Foul number one on Colby. Gainesville looking inbound the ball. Got it into Jenkins in the right corner. Takes it out to the wing. Now dumping it down inside to Hambleton again. Turns around, shoots, and scores. So Hambleton, the big sophomore, shoots over the top of Colby Cronodal. Cronodal is 6'9". Hambleton looks to be about 6'4", maybe 6'5", with a big hit. Alton with it. Here's Drew Clary into the lane. Puts up a floater. It is no good, but he's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. So Alton quick down the floor the other way. Got it in the middle to their senior, Drew Clary. Droopy will go to the free throw line and shoot two. Foul was on number 20, Landry Jenkins, a sophomore. Very young Gainesville Bulldog basketball team. Clary at the line will shoot the first one. It's good. Makes it a 2-1 ball game. Alton Comets and the Gainesville Bulldogs just underway here. Game brought to you in part by your Comet Boosters, the Clary Funeral Homes, and Harp's Hometown Fresh Food Stores in Thayer and Alton. Clary hits both free throws, and Droopy is off early, and Alton's going to apply a little bit of full court pressure here. Gainesville inbounds it into backcourt. Comets with a 2-2-1. Gainesville working it to near midcourt, and Britt drives it across the timeline on the dribble drive. Feeds it on the right side of the floor to Leaker. Leaker out on top to Evans. Evans swings it right side, gets it right back, goes to the cutter. That is Leaker in the middle, dumped it down to Hambleton, and Hambleton lost it out of bounds. Good defensive play down inside there by Eli King for the Alton Comets. Interfered with the move to the bucket. And it's off of him out of bounds. Gainesville inbound under the bucket. Got into Hambleton. Hambleton is going to get fouled. As soon as he made the touch, he is fouled by Eli King. That'll be team foul number 2 against the Alton Comets. We're only a minute 5 seconds into the ball game. Alton's been called for 2 team fouls already. And now Gainesville on the inbound, having a little trouble finding anybody open. They'll bring it way out to midcourt to Jalen Evans. Evans swings it on the left side to Jenkins. Back out to Evans on top. Evans, big senior, about 6'3". Gainesville works it. On the right side to Leaker. Leaker back out to Evans on top. Going to the high post. Got it there for Leaker. Leaker down the left side of the lane. Tries to dish it across the lane, and the ball is picked off by the Comet defense. Here come the Comets on the break. Andy Morrison swings it to the right side to Kanan Heck. Heck trying to post up his man. Got it down inside for Colby Cernodle. His shot was partially blocked and a rebound taken by Gainesville. Here come the Bulldogs. Britt to the top of the key. Exchanges places now with Leaker. Leaker at the top. Brings on the right side for Evans. Evans back to Leaker. Into the middle. Shot is up and good. Number 33, Jalen Evans, hits the eight-footer. And it's 4-2, Gainesville on top here early. 2 minutes gone by in the first quarter. Alton with the basketball. Clary going down to the baseline. Gets into the lane, kicks it back out on top to Morrison for three. That one rattles off the rim. Clary down the rebound. His shot is blocked. And Hamilton, who blocked the shot, comes down with a loose ball. Gainesville on the run, back the other way, going to the bucket. We get a whistle and a foul going to be called on the Alton Comets. Number 22 going hard to the basket, Jake Leaker. Had the ball poked away. And the foul is on number 44, Colby Cernodle. And the big man in the middle picks up his second foul here in the first 2 minutes and 20 seconds. So Dalton Sharp will get up off the Comet bench in a hurry. He'll get in there in place of Colby Cernodle. Alton loses a little bit of size there from 6'4", 6'9", down to about 6'3". Gainesville on the inbound. Get the ball to Jenkins. Jenkins passes. Ooh, a ball's knocked away from him. But a foul's going to be whistled out on top. That'll be on Andy Morrison, number 20. Boy, after what we've seen earlier today, this new officiating crew, they're not letting them play much. Already four team fouls on the Alton Comets. We've just played 2.5 minutes. Gainesville with it. Out at the elbow. They get it. Now back outside for Evans. Evans down the left side of the lane. Kicks it back out on top to Leaker. Leaker will reset the offense. Going into the middle. Shot is up by Britt just inside the free throw line. It's good. Jackson Britt. Good, patient, offensive possession by the Gainesville Bulldogs, and that is kind of a staple of Morris Jenkins' coach basketball team. Very disciplined, very patient on the offensive side. Alton with the basketball down by four. Heck with it in the corner. Brings it out to the wing on the dribble. Gives to Eli King. He dribbles on top of the key. Gives over to Morrison. Andy going all the way to the bucket. Shot is up, blocked, but he'll go to the line and shoot two. Andy Morrison attacking the size inside of the Gainesville Bulldogs. And the foul will be on number 33. That is Jalen Evans for the Gainesville Bulldogs. Second team foul on the Dogs. And this one will put Andy Morrison at the free throw line for Alton. Comets have 2 points. Those came from Drew Clary from the line. First free throw for Morrison. Hits the front of the rim, bounces over, and it's good. So 3 points in the game for Alton. And all three of them have come from the charity stripe. Comets doing a good job of attacking the Gainesville Bulldogs in the middle. Second shot for Morrison is up. This one rattles around and falls through. So Andy Morrison with his first two. Alton again with a full court press. Gainesville in the backcourt. Jenkins on the left side of the floor. Gives it back to Evans and up to Leaker. Leaker comes to midcourt and dribble drives past the defender. All the way down in the right corner. Then lost the handle on the ball. It goes out of bounds. Good defensive play down there by Clary and Morrison. The seniors converge on the sophomore. Got him to turn it over. So Alton with the ball back, chance to tie here, 4:33 to go in this first quarter. Here's Drew Clary, floats down to the left corner, pulls up his dribble now. Again, looking for an alley, going to have to hurry. Got rid of it to Morrison. Morrison over to Heck. Heck on the right side of the floor. Back out to Eli King. King on top of the key, puts it on the floor, spins into the lane, and he's going to be called for a travel. He would have went on up with a shot. He wouldn't have been called for the travel, but since he made that spin move and stopped, he gets called for travel. So the Comets turn it over there, an unforced turnover. With 4:16 to go in the first quarter, and Alton down by two. Gainesville with it. Leaker in the backcourt. Gives it over to Evans. He races up the left sideline with a left-hand dribble. Gets it across the timeline, and Gainesville now will set it up. Out to Leaker, back to Evans. Back to Leaker on top. He'll swing it right side for Jenkins. Jenkins looking into the post. Hamilton's not open. Now they lob it down into him. He tried to throw a pass diagonal across the lane. Here's a shot blocked by Dalton Sharp, and the Comets on the run. Up to Morrison in the corner. Gainesville got back. Comets set it into the lane. Got it to Heck. He drives to the line. He drives to the bucket. Didn't hit the shot, but a foul going to be whistled on the Gainesville Bulldogs. That'll be on number 50, Bryce Hamilton. Hamilton called for the foul. The Alton Comets now have a chance to tie the game from the free throw line. Kanan Heck has not scored yet in the ballgame. That's the first free throw up, and he shot it too long. Kanan had another good night here last night. He is the Comets' leading scorer on the season when you start looking at averages. Last night, the junior had 18 to lead the way for the Comets in their win over the Lutie Indians. Second free throw for Kanan Heck is up and good. So 5 points all from the free throw line in the first quarter for Alton. And with 3:38 to go, they're within one. Gainesville with it. Well, work it up. And nice job. No dribbles to get the ball across the timeline against the press. All passes. There's a give to Britt. Turns at the elbow. Shoots no good. Rebound is tipped up by Gainesville. Wouldn't go in. Now the ball gets on the floor. Gainesville's got it. Bulldogs with a nice play. They get it to Ball. Andrew Ball, who just checked into the ball game. Gainesville resets. They go down to the corner to Ball. Bounces it down to Hamilton in the paint. Turns. Shoots. No good. Rebound volleyed around, and Dalton Sharp will get it. For the Alton Comets, who come on the semi-break. Morrison up the right side. He's over to Kanan Heck. He'll give it out top to King. King going to Drew Clary, trying to drive the baseline. Now back to King in the corner. Shoots one cross court to Morrison for three. Bingo! Andy Morrison with a three-pointer. And the Alton Comets have taken their first lead of the game at 6-5. I'm sorry, 8-6. 8-6 to score. Alton, again, a little backcourt pressure, but Gainesville, no problem getting it across the timeline. Bulldogs will work it to the left side of the floor to Jenkins. Jenkins back outside for Leaker. Leaker on the left to Britt. Britt back out to Leaker at the three-point line. Down to Jenkins. He'll lob it down inside for Hamilton. The ball stolen by Clary, but he came down out of bounds. Nice defensive play as they went to the lob into the big man. Clary came flying out of nowhere, picked it off, and when he came down, he had his foot on the baseline. So Gainesville will maintain possession with 2:23 to go in the first quarter. Down now by two. They inbound it way out front for Jenkins, who will give it over to Jake Leaker. Leaker takes it to the right side of the floor on the dribble drive, hands it to Ball. Ball back out to Leaker. Now to Britt. Britt at the free throw line, drives down through the lane, puts the shot up no good. Rebound controlled by the Alton Comets. Andy Morrison down the floor, dumped it off for Eli King. Out to Drew Clary. He slides in the lane. Little baby hook shot is up and good. Droopy's got his first field goal, and the Comets now lead it 10-6. Alton was down 6-2, and they have gone on an 8-0 run here with a minute 45 to go in the first quarter. Gainesville with the ball, got into Britt. Nice move down the lane, misses the shot. Hamilton rebounds. His putback is blocked by Dalton Sharp, and that'll be a foul on Dalton Sharp. Sharp will pick up his first foul of the first quarter. A team foul number 5. Already on the Alton Comets. And going to the free throw line to shoot two, the big sophomore, Bryce Hamilton, for the Gainesville Bulldogs. First one is up and good. Hamilton, his third point of the game. He leads Gainesville in scoring. Substitution for Alton, Andy Morrison checks out of the game. Jed Montgomery will check in for Alton. So Montgomery first off the bench here tonight for Coach Norm Hollis. Second free throw good for Hamilton. And he comes out of the game, number 21, Austin Petter. Petter will check into the game for Gainesville. And also, let's see, a ball is already in there. Number 11, Britt is in there. Oh, number 21 is checked in. Yeah, that's Petter. Alton with it. They get to Drew Clary. He has the ball poked away. It goes into the backcourt, picked up by Alton. Here's Montgomery. Jed down to the baseline, kicks it to Heck in the corner for three. That one's off the front of the rim. Eli King with a rebound. Got it to Clary. To Dalton Sharp for the lay-in. Good ball movement on the interior by the Alton Comets. They pick up the basket. And Alton back up by four. Gainesville with the ball in the backcourt. Number 33, Jalen Evans. Came back in, gets it over to Ball. Ball going to the top of the key. Got it there to Britt. Back over to Jalen Evans, trying to move down the left side of the lane. Comets cut him off. And we're going to get a foul as the ball went to Britt, number 22, Leaker. Was fouled going down the baseline by Eli King. And that'll be foul number two on Eli. Kaysen Kinder going to check into the game in place of Eli King. So Alton now getting younger. Kinder a sophomore, Montgomery a sophomore. Alton Sharp, Kanan Heck the junior. Gainesville with a basketball. Well, head and shoulder fake by Britt, and he has this pass taken away. Alton on the break. Long pass to Heck. Heck fights his way to the bucket. He's going to get fouled as he goes up for a shot. That's all Gainesville could do to stop the Comets from adding to their lead here. They fouled Kanan Heck going to the rack, and a nice pass by Drew Clary to give him the ball in space. Fouls on number 22, Jake Leaker. And it'll send Kanan Heck to the free throw line. Kanan is 1-for-2 from the free throw line. And hits another one here, so 2-for-3. Substitution for Alton, number four, Gainesville. Number 25, Isaac Hartman will check into the game. Number 22, Jake Leaker, is out. Second free throw for Heck is good. Canaan now 3-for-4 from the free throw line, and Alton leads it by 6 with 44 seconds to go in the first quarter. Good, quick first quarter basketball here. Big crowd on hand for the last two games of the quarterfinal round of the Kabul tournament. Here's Gainesville with a shot, no good. Rebound controlled by Alton. Jed Montgomery leads the break, going all the way to the bucket. He's going to get fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Good aggressive move by Jed Montgomery down the left side of the lane. Foul is on number 21. That is Austin Petter. That'll be number one on him, the 15th foul on the Gainesville Bulldogs. And Montgomery going to the free throw line. Jed will shoot two. First one is up and no good. Here's Ben Ash going to check into the ballgame for Alton. Dalton Sharp will sit down. So it's Ash, Clary, Montgomery, Kinder, and Heck on the floor down for the Alton Comets. Second free throw is up, and that one rolls off the rim. No good. Well, Montgomery misses them both, and Gainesville's got the ball back down by 6 with 23 seconds to go in the first quarter. Gainesville probably going to hold for the final shot. Coach Jenkins shouts instructions out to his team. Number 33, Jalen Evans holds it out front, feeds over to Ball. Ball almost had it taken away. Ball gets loose on the floor, picked up by number 11, Britt. He slides to the bucket, couldn't hit the shot. Rebound, Alton. Here comes Clary. Shot is up at the buzzer. Oh, no good. Just off the rim. And that's the end of our first quarter. Our score, 14-8. Alton Comets lead the Gainesville Bulldogs here at the Kabul Holiday Tournament quarterfinals. We'll be back with our second quarter in a minute on Ecom Sports.
Are you in the mood for some home-cooked food, but you just don't feel like cooking or cleaning up? Well, go to the Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant on the Square in Alton. They're open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. They feature a lunch buffet Monday through Friday and a dinner buffet Thursday and Friday starting at 5 p.m. It's the Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant. Check them out on Facebook, keep up with their specials, and there you'll find some of their reviews. Great from scratch food, great buffet, great customer service. The Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant on the Square in Alton.
Tis the season for dry indoor air. Simpson True Value in Alton has the solution. Right now, the Honeywell Cool Moisture Humidifier or Warm Mist Humidifier are just $32.99 each. The Cool Moisture Humidifier has a stylish design with a tank in the back and quiet operation. Or enjoy some soothing comfort with the Warm Mist Humidifier. It has an essential oil feature and fan-free operation, so it's perfect for the bedroom. Head over to Simpson True Value in Alton for these bargains of the month and other great deals while supplies last.
And back here at Kabul, the holiday tournament, the Kabul High School. Game number 7 on the day. Alton Comets and Gainesville Bulldogs. Entertaining first quarter. Alton has the lead 14-8, and they will open up the second quarter with the basketball. On the floor, Dalton Sharp, Drew Clary, Kanan Heck, Kason Kinder, and Andy Morrison. For Coach Norm Hollis and his Alton Comets. Alton into the offense. They got Clary rolling through the lane, puts one up off the window and in. So Droopy's got 6 to lead all scorers in the game. And it's 16-8. Alton now on a 14-2 run. They trailed at 1 point, 6-2 in this game. Now 16-8 Alton. Gainesville with it, getting it into the lane, back outside to Evans. Fakes the three, moves in the lane, shoots a floater. That's good. Nice move by Jalen Evans, the senior for Gainesville. Comets get the ball down the floor, the other end in a hurry. Kinder's got it out top. Leads to Kanan Heck. Heck in the lane, pulls up with a floater, a little fadeaway shot, no good. The rebound is controlled by Hamilton for Gainesville. Back off to Evans. Gainesville with a chance, a little 4-0 run of their own here. They dump it down to Hamilton. Hamilton ducks under the defense, up and in off the window. Big kid with a nice move there. And it's all of a sudden a 4-point game, 16-12. A minute gone by here in the second quarter. Alton running the offense. There goes the cutter to the bucket. Not open. They'll swing it around the horn now. Got it to Morrison in the corner. Morrison goes to the cutter. That is Clary down the left side of the lane. Dumps it off to Dalton. Shot. Count it. The bucket is good. Nice cut to the bucket. And nice eyes for Droopy to find him and just drop that pass on the floor for the layup. Gainesville. The other way. Down 6 again. Bulldogs. With the ball out on the open floor. Almost stolen by Morrison. But Gainesville gets it back. Hartman with it, steps into the lane, kicks it out to Jenkins for three, and it's good! Number 20, Landry Jenkins with the first 3-point shot of the night for the Gainesville Bulldogs, and he nailed it. and makes it a three-point game, 18-15. Alton Collins back down the other end. Here's Kinder, gets free from the defense, gets to the lane, dumps it down inside to Dalton Sharp for the lay-in. Dalton Sharp with 6 points here in the first half. He's getting free on the inside. Comets with that penetration and dish. And that was a pretty play right there by Kinder. And the Comets back playing the zone defense. Here's Landry Jenkins with another three-point shot. No good off the right wing. And rebound controlled by Dalton Sharp. Here come the Comets. Morrison all the way up the floor. Right down the middle of the lane to the bucket. No good. Dalton Sharp got the rebound. Trying to go back up with it. He's going to be fouled. That may be Hamilton. Either Hamilton. No, we're going to call the number 25. We're going to say or Isaac Hartman. Hartman called the foul will be his first of the night. And that makes it a 20-15 ball game with 5:40 to go in the first half. Now, Kanan Heck checks out for Alton. And Brandon DeWolf will check into the game, number two. Alton on the inbound here, looking way out front. They bring it out to Morrison. Morrison swings it on the right side to DeWolf. Now in the corner to a Kinder. Kinder thought about the three. Boy, he likes to shoot that ball out of the corner. Alton now going to bring it back outside, reset with 5:29 to go in the half. Collins with really three guards on the floor right now. Here goes Clary down through the lane, kicked it out to DeWolf for three. That one is good. Brandon DeWolf buries a three out of the corner. Another assist for Droopy. That's about four assists for him tonight. And the three-pointer for Brandon DeWolf gives the Comets their biggest lead of the night at eight. It is 23-15. Gainesville with it. They'll go to the high post. Now they'll dump it down inside to Hamilton. Ball knocked away by the defense. And the loose ball picked up by Kinder for Alton. Comets come on the break again. Clary kicks it over to DeWolf. Steps into another three. That one's off the back iron. No good. And rebound controlled by Gainesville. Jalen Evans into the lane. Kicks it back out in the corner to Jenkins. Jenkins, quick pass in the middle, is deflected by the defense. Ball picked up by Alton. They got the long lead out to DeWolf for the lay-in. Brandon DeWolf, instant offense off the bench. He scored the last five, but the Alton Comets lead it now by 10. Gainesville handles it out front. They go to the right side here. Number 33, Jalen Evans with it, gives it on top for Leaker. His shot is up, and it's good. Leaker with a three-pointer from the top of the key. And the Gainesville Bulldogs have hit a pair of threes now in the first half. They cut the lead back to 7 at 25-18. Alton working around the perimeter. Got it to Morrison. Morrison attacks the basket all the way to the rim. Couldn't hit the shot. And rebound controlled by Gainesville. Number 22, Leaker, brings it all the way up the floor. Gives him a corner. And taking it out top is Jalen Evans. Gainesville looking to slow it down a little bit here. Gets the ball off to Leaker. Leaker going to Britt all the way down the middle of the lane, and he scores. Nice move by Leaker, cutting to the bucket and gets the lay-in. That makes it a five-point game. Well, here in the last minute and a half or so of clock time, Gainesville has gone from being down five to within five. Alton needs a bucket here to maintain that advantage. Drew Clary pulls up. Fadeaway jumper is blocked, but a foul is going to be called, and Droopy's going to the free throw line to shoot for the Alton Comets. Number 33, Jalen Evans. Definitely foul number two on Evans, and team foul number seven on the Gainesville Bulldogs. Evans is going to check out of the ballgame here in a moment. Looks like Andrew Ball will check back in for the Gainesville Bulldogs. First free throw for Clary is up and good. So Drew's got seven. He leads all scorers on the night. Alton making a substitution as well. Jed Montgomery back in. Andy Morrison will sit down. Ben Ash is also checked back in the game. Dalton Sharp has sit down for the Alton Comets. Clary at the line. The second free throw is up. That one is good. And Clary's going to check out. Kanan Heck will go back in for Coach Norm Hollis. Uh-oh, the jacket has come off down there on the Comets sideline. 3:22 to play in the first half. Alton up seven. Gainesville with the basketball. To the middle, he goes to Britt, and they break the full court pressure. Ball brings it across the timeline. The senior kicks it out on top to Jenkins. Jenkins, jump stop, feeds it right side for Ball. Ball has the ball poked away by Montgomery, but he gets it right back. Now swinging around the horn, got it down to the left corner. Three-point shot is up, no good for Gainesville. Rebound to Ben Ash for the Alton Comets. Here they come. Kanan Heck slides down to the baseline, pulls up, kicks one off the window, and it's good. From a tough angle, Kanan Heck banks one in off the glass. First field goal of the game. Kanan now with 5 points. Three of those from the free throw line. 2:40 to go, all by nine here in the first half. Gainesville, nice job moving the ball around the horn, got it down in the low blocks for Hambleton for the easy lay-in. And the big sophomore has got 8 points. Alton down on the other end, long shot is up by Heck. That is blocked. It goes out of bounds. Heck sliding down that baseline on the break. Had the shot blocked. Alton will run the inbound play. DeWolf will be the trigger man. He brings it in for Montgomery. Back to DeWolf in the corner. He slides down to the baseline, pulls up the 12-footer, is long off the rim, and a rebound taken by Gainesville. Here come the Bulldogs, chance to get back to within five here with a bucket. Number 22, Leaker, takes it across the timeline, feeds over to Jenkins. Jenkins hit a three from that very spot a moment ago. Comets jump out on it. Gainesville, quick movement around the perimeter of this Comet zone. Got it outside, front four, Leaker at the top of the key. His shot is no good. Rebound gets on the floor, taken by Leaker. Got it down to Hambleton. Hambleton shoots, count it, and a foul. That'll be a foul on Kinder, I believe. Number 22, Kaysen Kinder. That'll be called for the foul. Hambleton will go to the free throw line and shoot for the three-point play. Big sophomore, he's a big body in there, takes up a lot of space. Foul was on Kinder, will be his first. Hambleton now with 10 points and misses the free throw. So 10 of the 24 points for Gainesville coming from their big sophomore in the middle. Alton Thomas with it. Here's Heck in the lane, kicks it back outside. Ball is deflected and picked up by Leaker for Gainesville. Here come the Bulldogs. Chance to get back to within three here. Alton a little bit sloppy with the ball that time down. Ball goes to Britt at the high post. Fakes right, moves left onto the bucket. He's going to get fouled on the drive. And Coach Hollis quick off of his feet to get a sub into the ballgame. Fouls on number 22. That'll be Kaysen Kinder. That'll be the second foul of the game on Kinder. And number 11 at the line, Jackson Britt. He'll be shooting two. First one is up and good. Jackson Britt now with 5 points. And that makes it a four-point game, 29-25. Only gone up by 10. Looked like they were getting ready to run away with this thing, but Gainesville stopped the bleeding and fought their way back into it. Second free throw by Britt is no good. And rebound control by Alton. Here come the Comets. By the way, Drew Clary has checked into the game in place of. I didn't see who came in for it. Comets running the offense here. They'll go to Kaysen Kinder. Oh, we're going to get a moving screen. Comets setting the screen out the top of the key. It'll be on number 15. That is Jed Montgomery. Montgomery called for the foul, and he'll come out of the ballgame. Andy Morrison checks back in for Coach Norm Hollis and his Alton Comets. Foul on Montgomery. His first of the ballgame. Minute 16 to go in the first half. Alton up by four. Gainesville with the ball. They swing it on the right side to Jenkins. Jenkins lobbing it to the inside. Ball poked away by the defense. Picked up by Drew Clary. Comets on the break. The three on two. Clary right down the middle of the lane. And an offensive foul will be called on Drew Clary. Clary hanging in the air, came down on top of one of the Gainesville Bulldogs. A nice defensive play back there by Gainesville. The foul on Clary will be his first of the evening. Gainesville with the ball now. Down by four. Got up to Jenkins. 57 seconds to go. Now to Britt at the free throw line. Out to the right wing for Leaker. Drive to the baseline, shoots it through. Bounce pass along the baseline. Back out front to Ball, and he rips a three-pointer. Andrew Ball hits a three-pointer off the left wing, and it's a one-point game as we count down to the final 35 seconds of the first half. Alton to Kinder, out on top. That good shooter didn't take that one. Dribbles twice, gives over to Morrison, now down to Heck in the corner. Kanan brings it out on the wing, holds it now as he lost his dribble, looking for an outlet. That'll give it over to Clary. Clary dumps it down to Ben Ash. Ash working against Hambleton, and he's going to get fouled. And that'll be on Hambleton, number 50, the big sophomore for Gainesville. Or no, they called it on Leaker. I'm sorry. I thought they were going to call that on Hambleton. Hambleton reacted like they were calling it on him, but they called it on Jake Leaker. And that'll send Ben Ash to the free throw line for the Alton Comets to shoot the 1-1. First one is up, and it is good. I've mentioned before it's a very good free throw shooting team, these Alton Comets. Now, Andrew Ball out of the game for Gainesville, and Jalen Evans will check back in. Ben Ash trying to add to the Comet 2-point lead here in the final 18 seconds. Free throw is all the way. It is good. Ben Ash with 2 points here in the first half. And the Comet lead is back to 31-28. Gainesville inbounds. Alton still that 2-2-1 pressure. And Leaker gets it up across the timeline. Down to 9 seconds. Ball goes over to Jalen Evans. Evans threw it away in the corner. Loose ball on the floor. Hamilton picks it up, shoots at the buzzer. No good for Gainesville. And that'll do it for the first half. Boy, good first half. 31-28. Alton Thomas with the lead over the Gainesville Bulldogs. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with all of your halftime activities in just 2 minutes on Ecom Sports.
You can count on Simpson True Value for low prices on everyday essentials. Right now, choose a package of Bounty paper towels with 6 big rolls or a 6-pack of Charmin bath tissue mega rolls for just $9.99 each. Bounty cleans the mess with less, and Charmin bath tissue is soft and strong. Stock up on several of these supplies for a low price bargain of the month while supplies last at Simpson True Value in Alton.
If your savings aren't earning high rates, isn't it about time they did? At Alton Bank, we have money market deposit accounts that will meet your needs. Right now, we are running special rate for over $250,000 for 2.27 annual percentage yield. This is a variable rate account where the rate can increase as rates rise. Drop by and we can discuss details and requirements. Let us set you up with an account to make your money grow. Alton Bank, a bank worth changing for. Member FDIC.
Let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash. And when I've been one up, I take it to the folks who really care. Down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most, see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They offer a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, as well as ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn that into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Their phone number is 417-778-6677.
Well, good first half here at the Kabul Holiday Tournament. The quarterfinal round, the Alton Comets, the number 2 seed, being challenged here by the Gainesville Bulldogs, who are the number 7 seed in the 16-team field. And it's Alton by 3 at the half, 31-28. Alton actually went up by 10 points about midway through the second quarter. Gainesville finished on a bit of a flurry. And it may come down to who's got the last man standing out there. Both teams getting a little bit of early. And not really foul trouble, but each team has got a couple of guys, a couple of starters that have got 2 fouls in the first half. And actually for Alton, two starters with 2 fouls and 1 bench player with 2 fouls in the first half. And for Gainesville, 2 fouls for 3 of their starters. So that may be a factor as we get into the second half of this game. Again, 31-28 is our halftime score. Alton led 14-8 at the end of one quarter. That was a pretty good run by the Comets in the second half of the first quarter. Comets were down 6-2 and ended up leading at the end of the quarter 14-8. So it was a 12-2 run to wrap up the first quarter. And then Alton went up by 10, and Gainesville fought their way back to within 3 here at the intermission. You're listening to the halftime report. I want to remind you that if you want to hear the ball games, you know, all the ball games, and we've had, 4 of them on the air today. Yeah, if you want to listen to those games later, you can do that on our podcast at ecomnewsnetwork.com. And, of course, our podcast brought to you by Harps Hometown Fresh Fruit Stores in Thayer and Alton. A little bit later on tonight, we'll have the Thayer Bobcats here, the final game of the quarterfinals of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. The number 3-seeded Bobcats will take on number 6 Chadwick in the game right after this one. Here tonight. You weren't with us earlier. Dora, the number 1 seed in the tournament, they got a hard-fought victory over Norwood, and Lesterville, the number 4 seed, advanced into the semifinals with a win over Licking. All right, we're at halftime here. Alton leads Gainesville 31-28. We'll come back, check your first half scoring in just 2 minutes on Ecom Sports.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared in their own smoker. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges. Your one stop for conservation. Hunt Brothers Pizza, catering, and more. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
It's the place there's no place else like. Home. It's the circle of chairs around your fire pit, where all the do you remembers get passed around like bowls of ice cream. It's bacon and eggs in the skillet, crackling along with the laughter.
At Shelter Insurance, we don't just insure your home, we insure all the memories that live inside it. Ask your agent for details. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Are you in the mood for some home-cooked food, but you just don't feel like cooking or cleaning up? Well, go to the Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant on the square in Alton. They're open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. They feature a lunch buffet Monday through Friday and a dinner buffet Thursday and Friday starting at 5 p.m. It's the Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant. Check them out on Facebook, keep up with their specials, and there you'll find some of their reviews. Great from scratch food, great buffet, great customer service. The Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant. On the square in Alton.
And we're back listening to some Smoke on the Water here at the Kabul High School Gym. Well, it takes me back to about 1972, I believe that was. Deep Purple, Smoke on the Water. We're about 3.5 minutes left in the half. That's a good song. Go to another commercial break so I can listen to the music. No, let's not. Let's talk about this ball game. Alton Comets with a 31-28 lead over the Gainesville Bulldogs. Look at our first half scoring for the Alton Comets. They're led by Drew Clary. Droopy's got 8 in the first half. 5 points for Andy Morrison. 5 points for Kanan Heck. 6 for Dalton Sharp off the bench. 2 for Ben Ash off the bench. And 5 for Brandon DeWolf off the bench. So the Alton Comets with 13 of their 31 points coming from the bench tonight. For the Gainesville Bulldogs, they're led by their big sophomore in the middle, Bryce Hambleton. Hambleton with 10 points in the first half. 5 for Jackson Britt. A three-pointer for Andrew Ball. Landry Jenkins hit a three-pointer. So did Jake Leaker. And then 4 points for Jalen Evans. Again, 31-28 is our score here at the half. By the way, I did get word the Fair Lady Bobcats are down 2 midway through the first quarter in their game up with the Pink and White tournament, trying to get to the semifinals of the tournament with a victory here tonight after a win last night over Springfield Central. And by the way, you can hear that game on AM 1290 and FM 103.7, The Gift. All right, coming up later, we'll have Thayer Bobcat basketball for you here as the Bobcats will take on Chadwick here at the Kabul Holiday Tournament to wrap up a day which has seen 8 games. And I guess maybe the best game of the day so far was the Eminence and Mansfield game, which went 4 overtimes before Eminence secured the victory and moved into the consolation semifinals. All right, we're just about ready for the second half. Let's take another break. You'll be back, or we'll be back with more Alton Comet basketball in just a minute and a half on Ecom Sports.
Upgrade your safety essentials with this bargain of the month from Simpson True Value in Alton. Right now, the TrueGuard 2500 lumen LED flashlight is only $29.99. The TrueGuard flashlight is made of durable aircraft aluminum. It comes with complete 9 AA batteries. It has an easy push, high low off button, and is water resistant too. Get this bargain of the month while supplies last at Simpson True Value in Alton. Stop by and see them today.
If your savings aren't earning high rates, isn't it about time they did? At Alton Bank, we have money market deposit accounts that will meet your needs. Right now, we are running special rate for over $250,000 for 2.27 annual percentage yield. This is a variable rate account where the rate can increase as rates rise. Drop by and we can discuss details and requirements. Let us set you up with an account to make your money grow. Alton Bank, a bank worth changing for. Member FDIC.
When you hear them fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash. And when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care. Down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
Well, here we go. Second half just underway here at the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Quarterfinal action. Alton Comets, Gainesville Bulldogs. Gainesville open up the second half with the ball. They go right into the lane. Shot is up, no good. Hamilton down with the rebound and going back up with it. He's going to get fouled. That may be on Colby Kernodal. If it is, that'll be number three, and it is. Kernodal, the big 6'9 senior, picks up his fourth foul, or second, or excuse me, his fourth. Yeah, it is his fourth. Kernodal, no, I'm sorry. They called it on, well, they said number four, but it's not. It's 44. Kernodal called for the foul. They said that is his fourth. I had him down for just two in the first half. And the first free throw for Hamilton is good. Hamilton shooting another, trying to make it a one-point game. He missed it. And the rebound comes hard off the rim, picked up by Drew Claret. There come the Alton Comets with a two-point lead in the ball game. Two-point lead and the ball, first time in the second half. Kane and Heck with it out on top. Oh, trying to feed it cross-court. It is stolen by Evans, who will drive for the uncontested layup. Evans, with good anticipation, has tied the game at 31. And it is Gainesville, a 3-0 run in the first 30 seconds of the third quarter, take the lead. Alton Comets with it. Clary going in the lane, little stutter step, shoots. That one rattles in and out, no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds off the hands of the Gainesville Bulldogs. Alton will inbound it down in the corner. By the way, Kernodal with those. And actually, it's three fouls on Kernodal. I thought that was right. Three fouls on Kernodal, but he's out. Dalton Sharp is in for the Alton Comets. Comets get it down to Drew Clary. Clary dumps it down to Sharp. Sharp kicks it cross court to Morrison. Thought about the three, now weaves his way to the bucket, shoots it too hard. Dalton Sharp down the rebound, right back up. Couldn't hit the return, and the rebound off to Gainesville. Here come the Bulldogs. Jackson Britt will give it up to Leaker out on top, and he'll try to get the ball over to Evans, who plays it from the point. Evans swings it right side over to Leaker. Leaker going to the cutter in the lane. That is Britt. The ball stolen by Kanan Heck. Kanan off on the drive all the way. The bucket lays it up and in. Kanan Heck with his first bucket of the second half, and that puts Comets back up by two. 33-31, Alton with the lead, Gainesville with the ball, working against the full court pressure, and they get it across the timeline to Jenkins. Landry Jenkins holds it on the right side wing, goes to the high post for Britt. Britt dribble drives into the lane, kicks it back out to Leaker, launches a three, and it's good! And Gainesville off the three-pointer by Jake Leaker. Gainesville's taking the lead at 34-33. First time they've led since it was 6-5 early. Alton on the offensive end got the ball to Heck in the left corner. Heck will bring it out to the wing on the drive, feed it top of the key to Andy Morrison. Right side, Eli King. Comets have got to do something to get Eli's offense going. Here to give over to Morrison. Morrison fakes the three, drives the baseline, shoots, counting in a foul. Andy Morrison, the senior, with a nice play. Andy picks up his seventh point of the ball game. Good balance scoring tonight for the Alton Comets. Foul, by the way, was on Landry Jenkins. That'll be his second for the Gainesville Bulldogs. Morrison with 7 points, 7 for Heck, 8 for Clary, 6 for Sharp, 5 for DeWolf. Free throw no good for Andy Morrison, and Gainesville down the rebound. Alton back on top here, 35-34. Got the seesaw going. With 5:35 to go in the third quarter, Gainesville working around the perimeter of the Comet zone defense. Out on top is Jalen Evans. Brings it to the right side. Gets it right back. Now brings it to the left side of the floor. Gives it up there to Leaker. Leaker two dribbles and a pass. Back out to Evans. Back over to Leaker. We'll get on him. He'll shoot the three. Now he goes down to the baseline. Pulls up with a 12-footer. No good. And a rebound controlled by Drew Clary. Comets running the floor. Clary pulls it up at top. Gives it on the right side to Heck. Heck swings it cross court to Morrison. Morrison down to Eli King for three. Bingo! That's what Eli needed. He buries a three out of the corner. Alton back up by four, 38-34 with 4:53 to go in the third quarter. Gainesville gets it across the timeline for Evans. Evans drives down to the wing, gets it back outside. Now to the high post for Britt, kicks it out to Jenkins. And now back to the top of the key. That's where Gainesville will reset. Ball going to the right side is kicked and will go out of bounds. It'll be Gainesville ball with 4:37 to go in the third quarter, trailing by four. Collins playing a nice zone defense here tonight. Oh, and here's an inbound pass almost stolen by Heck, but Evans got it. He got it over to Leaker. Leaker going down into the lane. Nice ball fake. Got the defender off his feet, but then misses the shot. Collins with a rebound, running the other way. Kanan Heck pulls it up on the wing. Out to Eli King. King just hit a three, now looking to penetrate. Gives it off to Clary. Clary over to Morrison for three. Bingo! Andy Morrison. Thomas has hit two straight from downtown and have opened a 41-34 lead, 7-point advantage for the Alton College. And here's a tip ball at midcourt. Morrison with a steal, trying to save it from out of bounds, but it's gathered in the backcourt by Gainesville. They come now, 4-on-1 opportunity. Jenkins into the lane, shot is up. That one wouldn't go down, and rebound controlled by Andy Morrison. Thomas run the other way, long pass over to Heck in the corner. Made a nice catch, gives the ball off to Clary. Clary pulls up, 10-footer is good. Drew Clary now with 10. And with 3:39 to go in the third quarter, Alton's run out to a 9-point lead. And Coach Jenkins wants a timeout, Gainesville. We'll take a timeout with them. Alton leads it by 9. We'll be back in 1 minute on Ecom Sports.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most, see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They offer a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, as well as ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn that into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Their phone number is 417-778-6677.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared in their own smoker. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges. Your one stop for conservation. Hunt Brothers Pizza, catering, and more. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
Now the 7-1 Alton Commons have outscored to Gainesville 12-6 here in the first 4.5 minutes of the third quarter, and now have a 9-point lead. Gainesville with the ball in the backcourt. Alton still scrambling back there in that 2-2-1 zone. And Gainesville breaks it across the timeline. They get it to Evans. Evans right side goes to Leaker. Gainesville set in the offense. Evans cuts toward the lane. Kicks it back out to Jenkins on the wing. Landry will look it over. Didn't find anybody open. Now gives it out top, going back down inside to Hamilton. He misses the shot. Rebound vaulted around and controlled by Eli King. Alton now the chance for a double-digit lead with the bucket. He'll get it down inside to Dalton Sharp. Out to Morrison. Now to Clary in the corner. Over to Eli King. Collins. Good crisp passes here, and everybody moving the ball. Morrison's got it. They'll go to Dalton Sharp inside. Backing down Hamilton. Puts up the jumper, and it's good. Dalton Sharp off the point, off the bench with 8 points tonight. And the Alton lead is now 11. Here comes Gainesville with it. Evans gets it up across the timeline, avoids the defense, makes it down to the baseline, spin move, and he travels. There he did. Jalen Evans with a spin move on the baseline. He's called for the travel. Alton with a substitution here. Jed Montgomery will check in for Alton. Gainesville getting Isaac Hartman into the game in place of Landry Jenkins. Well, Jenkins is out. Hartman is in for Gainesville. Montgomery in. Morrison out for Alton. Jed brings the ball across the timeline. Feeds it on the left side for Drew Clary. Down the corner for King. King holds it high. Watches teammates pass through the lane. Gives it outside to Heck. Kanan. A little trouble on the dribble. Gives the ball up. Heads over on the right side to Clary. Dumping it down to a Sharp. Sharp is going to be tied up. And the possession belongs to the Alton Comets. So Dalton, pull that ball down low, where the defender could get a hand on it. And the jump ball will go to the Alton Comets on the alternating possession rule with 2:18 to go in this third quarter. Alton inbounds it to Montgomery. Jed takes it out to the top of the key. Settles things down a little bit. Comets gets set in the offense. It goes to Clary. Clary on the left side to Peck. Now to Montgomery. Looking inside. Nobody open. Brings the pass out front to Clary. To the cutter in the lane. That is Sharp. Fakes left. Turns right. And baby hook shot is good. Dalton Sharp, the hot hand. He leads the Comets with 10. Three Comets with 10 points here in the ballgame already. Gainesville with it. Outside it goes to Leaker. Fakes the three. Moves into the lane. Now jumps it off to Britt. He moves down the lane and scores. Jackson Britt. 7 points for Gainesville. Alton takes it the other way in a hurry. Clary up to the baseline. Got up to King for three. It's good. Eli King playing a little bingo music. 6 points for Eli. And the Comets up by 14 with a minute 24 to go in the third. Gainesville with the ball to Britt at the free throw line. Moves down through the lane. Kicks it back outside for Ball. Ball trying to go back to Britt. It's stolen by Heck. Comets on the run. Drew Clary up the left side, floats down the baseline, shoots off the window. No, Dalton Sharp with the rebound, puts it back in. Gainesville, no answer tonight for Dalton Sharp, who has scored 12 points off the Comet bench. He leads them in scoring. There's Gainesville, long shot on the other end is good. Oh, Jake Leaker says, anything you can do, I can do better. He's hit three-pointers now. He's got nine for the Gainesville Bulldogs. 52-39, Alton with a 16 or 13-point lead. Working it on the offensive end. Clary in the free throw circle. Gives it out to Jed Montgomery. Alton will swing it on the left side for Eli King. Looking inside, nobody open. Swings it around the horn for Clary. Clary going to Heck. Heck in lane. Will elevate for the jumper. It's good. Kane and Heck now with 9 points in the game. This balanced scoring for the Alton Comets. Three players already in double figures. Another one with nine. Another one with six. Here's Gainesville with it. Top of the key. Three-point shot. Good. Isaac Hartman hits the three from the top of the key. Gainesville staying right there. They're down by 12 now. 54-42. Alton with it. Down to the baseline. Drew Clary slides down inside. Shoots. No good. It's the buzzer. And that'll do it for three quarters. Our score, 54-42. Alton Comets lead the Gainesville Bulldogs by 12. We'll be back with your fourth quarter from the Kabul Holiday Tournament in just 1 minute on Ecom Sports.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, tutors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the bootio. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Are you in the mood for some home-cooked food, but you just don't feel like cooking or cleaning up? Well, go to the Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant on the Square in Alton. They're open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. They feature a lunch buffet Monday through Friday and a dinner buffet Thursday and Friday starting at 5 p.m. It's the Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant. Check them out on Facebook, keep up with their specials, and there you'll find some of their reviews. Great from scratch food, great buffet, great customer service. The Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant on the Square in Alton.
I hear the buzzer. We head to the fourth quarter. The Alton Comets and the Gainesville Bulldogs. Alton, the number two seed in the tournament, lead at 54-42. Alton outscored at Gainesville 23-14 in that third quarter. A couple of three-pointers by Eli King. Dalton Sharp scoring 6 points in the quarter. Five for Andy Morrison, six for Eli, four for Kanan Heck. So the Comets getting scoring from all over the floor. Gainesville, most of their scoring coming from Bryce Hambleton, but in this third quarter, Jake Leaker hit a pair of threes. Kept them in the ballgame. Gainesville opens the fourth quarter with the basketball. Jenkins has got it on the left side wing, looking for Britt in the middle. He can't get open. They'll feed it back outside for Ball. Ball off to Evans. Evans on the wing, back to Ball on top. Bounces one on the right side for Hartman. Hartman with a penetration move, kicks it back outside, and around the horn it goes. Back to Jenkins, this time on the right side wing. Dumped it down in the corner to Hartman. Hartman gets tied up by the defense. Bounces one along the baseline, picked up by Evans. Three ball is off the rim, no good. Rebound Morrison, then hit it, poked away from behind. And the loose ball picked up by the Gainesville Bulldogs. Dogs back in the half-court set. Going down the baseline is Evans. Evans kicks it back out on top to Ball for three, and it's good! Andrew Ball gets another three for the Gainesville Bulldogs. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven three-point shots made by the Gainesville Bulldogs tonight. It's a nine-point game, 54-45. Alton with it. Kanan Heck in the corner to Eli King. Eli driving the baseline all the way to the bucket, an offensive foul. It ran right through number 20, Landry Jenkins, and I believe that is the second time tonight that Jenkins has drawn a charge. You can always tell those coaches, boys, they play good, sound, fundamental basketball. Jenkins stood his ground, and he took the contact. Foul on Eli King will be his third of the ball game. We're down to 6:45 to play. Gainesville down by 12 a moment ago. They're back to within 9. They look to dump it down to Hamilton, back outside. And way out front it goes, around the horn to Jenkins on the left side wing. That's where he hit a three-pointer in the first half. Thomas jump out on him. They remember that. Jenkins dumps it cross court. Ball picked up by Ball. Had a little trouble with it in the corner, but he got it back out. And back over to Jenkins on the left. He'll shoot that three. There's that spot again, and it's good. Landry Jenkins with another three-pointer. Alton coming the other way. They're up by 6 now. Alton got it to Eli King. King into the lane. Gets one over to Heck. Kanan sliding down the baseline. Puts the jumper up and in off the window. Kanan Heck starting to heat up. He's got 11. 6 of those here in the second half. Back to an 8-point Comet lead with 5:53 to go in the ball game. Jenkins for Gainesville. Dumping it down to Hamilton. Hamilton gives it out top. Around the horn to Jenkins again. Thomas still playing zone defense here. A 2-3 zone with big Kobe Crinodal in the middle. They have managed to neutralize Hamilton, although he does catch it this time. Kick it back outside to Evans for three. That's no good. Skying in the lane for the rebound is Britton, and his outlet pass is going to be deflected and out of bounds by the Alton defense. Substitution here for Gainesville, number 22, Jake Leaker, the sophomore, will check back in. Look like Hartman, number 25, will sit down. Drew Clary checks back in the ballgame for the Alton Comets. Andy Morrison. And, oh, here's the inbound play to Hamilton, who got wide open in the lane. And a timeout call by the Gainesville Bulldogs coach, Morris Jenkins. So the bucket for Hamilton on the inbound play, and that makes it a six-point game with 5:24 to go in the ballgame. Again, 5:24 to go. There's a timeout on the floor. Let's take a 30-second timeout. We'll be back to Kabul right after this on Ecom Sports.
It's the place there's no place else like. Home. It's the circle of chairs around your fire pit, where all the do you remembers get passed around like bowls of ice cream. It's bacon and eggs in the skillet, crackling along with the laughter.
At Shelter Insurance, we don't just insure your home, we insure all the memories that live inside it. Ask your agent for details. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Well, it's the 2-7 matchup here in the quarterfinals of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Entertaining game. Alton with a lead currently by 6. Here's Kanan Heck going down to the baseline. Kicks the ball out to Eli King around to Morrison. Morrison looking in the middle. Nobody open. Give it up instead to Kanan Heck. Back outside to Eli King. Trying to get it down to Kobe Crinodal in the paint. He does. The big man whirls and fires. No good. Rebound back to Crinodal. He goes back up. It's no good, but he's fouled. And we'll go to the line and shoot two free throws. Fouls on number 50. That is Bryce Hamilton for the Gainesville Bulldogs. That'll be number 3 on Hamilton. Remember, Crinodal's playing with 3 for the Alton Comets. Colby, no points in the ballgame tonight, and he misses the free throw. A big 6'9 senior. He's had his hands full down there with Bryce Hamilton, the big sophomore from Gainesville. 4:56 to go in the game. Alton leads it by 6. Crinodal with a free throw can make it a 7-point advantage. And that one is no good, but a rebound comes out long, but it's taken by Jenkins for Gainesville. So here come the Bulldogs. Chance to get to within 4 or maybe 3 if somebody hits one from downtown. Jenkins going to step into a 3. That one is no good. And Drew Clary comes down with the rebound. Here come the Comets. On the break, Clary down to Heck in the corner for 3. Rattles in and out, no good. Crinodal with the offensive rebound. He's going to get fouled. And he'll go to the line and shoot 2. Foul's going to be on number 11, Jackson Britt. And he just reached out and grabbed Crinodal by the arm instead of letting him go up with an easy putback. So Crinodal, 0 for 2 from the line, will try to add to the Comet lead again. And again, Colby looking for his first point of the game, and that one is no good. Well, Colby having a tough night. Some nights, big man, it just goes that way. Drew Clary gives him a little word of instruction and encouragement, like a good leader should. And second free throw is up. Whatever he said, it worked. Grenoble hit it. So it's a seven-point ball game with 4:33 to go in the fourth quarter. Alton with a lead over Gainesville here in the quarterfinals of the Cabool Holiday Tournament. Gainesville works it to the high post for Britt. Kicks it back out to Evans. Evans moves it down the left side of the key off to Britt. Free throw line jumper. That one's no good. Rebound taken by Hamilton. He puts it back up. No good. And Kernodle yanks down the rebound for Alton. Here come the Comets. Morrison with a seven-point lead. He'll slow it down a little bit. We're down to exactly 4 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Alton with a seven-point lead and the basketball. He goes down the left corner. They'll bounce it down to Kernodle. Kernodle back outside. Eli King, 17-footer. Rattles off the rim. No good. The rebound controlled by the Gainesville Bulldogs. Chance to cut the lead back to five. Here's the give over to Leaker. Leaker gives it to Britt at the high post. Back out to Evans for three at the top. That's no good. And the rebound taken by Britt. He'll kick it back out in the corner to Jenkins. Jenkins dumping it down inside to Hamilton. Backs down Kernodle. Shoots and scores. Hamilton now with 15. He leads all scorers in the game. And Alton with it again. Morrison had a little trouble at midcourt. Got rid of it to King. Down to Heck on the baseline. He drives down the baseline. Puts it up and in. Kane and Heck now with 13 to lead the way for the Alton Comets, who have got four players in double figures. Back to a seven-point Comet lead with 3:07 to play. Britt at the high post. Kicks it outside to Leaker for three, and it's good. Leaker with his fourth three-pointer of the game. And again, Coach Morris Jenkins calls a timeout. 2:57 to play in the game. Alton with a four-point lead over the Gainesville Bulldogs. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in just 1 minute on Ecom Sports.
If your savings aren't earning high rates, isn't it about time they did? At Alton Bank, we have money market deposit accounts that will meet your needs. Right now, we are running special rate for over $250,000 for 2.27 annual percentage yield. This is a variable rate account where the rate can increase as rates rise. Drop by and we can discuss details and requirements. Let us set you up with an account to make your money grow. Alton Bank, a bank worth changing for. Member FDIC.
Here's an awesome gift idea for the tool lover at an amazing price. Right now, the DeWalt 34-piece quarter-inch and 3/8-inch drive socket set is just $29.99 at Simpson True Value. Made of chrome vanadium steel, the set has a lockable stacking case, durable transparent lid, and a removable inside tray. Plus, it comes with a full lifetime warranty. Get this bargain of the month now while supplies last at Simpson True Value in Alton.
We're back to Cabool, where the Alton Comets have a four-point lead with 2:57 to play in the game. They also have the basketball. As said, we're in the quarterfinals of the Cabool Holiday Tournament. Winner moves into the semifinals tomorrow at 4:30. Loser moves into the consolation bracket at 1:30. Both teams want to be in that 4:30 contest. Alton with it on the offensive end. Kanan Heck goes over to Andy Morrison. Morrison looking down inside. Nobody open. They'll swing it around the horn. Back to Clary. Clary looking at the cutter in the lane. That is Morrison. Pull-up jumper is no good. Kernodle down with the rebound. Puts it back up and in. Colby Kernodle with his first field goal of the game. And the Alton Comets are back up by six. 61-55. Here's a give to Britt at the high post for Gainesville. Got it down in the corner. Back to Britt at the elbow. Driving down the right side of the lane. All the way to the bucket for the lay-in. Jackson Britt with a nice play. The senior. Smart play there. Make the pass back outside, then just went around the defender. And now Britt's going to be called for a foul. And he jumped out on Andy Morrison. That is only the fourth team foul on the Gainesville Bulldogs. Second foul on Britt. So neither team even close to being in the bonus. We're down to 2 minutes to play in the ballgame. And a four-point game, and now a foul on Jenkins as Morrison makes the catch in the backcourt. So Coach Jenkins trying to get to that point where they can foul and put Alton at the free throw line if the need arises at the end of the ballgame. Alton, by the way, has only been called for two fouls in the second half, so they're a ways away from putting Gainesville at the line with free throws. Andy Morrison out top. Feeds the ball over to Drew Clary. Cleary making to make a move, going toward the bucket, pulls up, shoots the floater, no good, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. There's the senior for you right there, Drew Cleary. He got a little isolation on the defense. They went around him like it was nothing. The help came over and had to commit the foul. Foul's on Landry Jenkins. That'll be his, I'm sorry, that is the fourth foul on Landry Jenkins tonight. And it'll be Drew Cleary at the line trying to add to the comment lead. The free throw is good. 11 for Droopy. Five of those have come from the free throw line. Only three field goals for Drew tonight and none from outside the arch. And the second free throw is good. So Clary's got 12. Alton back to a 63-57 lead, 6-point advantage. We're down to a minute 45 to go in the game. Gainesville with it on the left side. Got over to the right side to Leaker. Quick trigger on a three. That one rattles off. No good. Rebound controlled by Kane and Heck. Comets quick up the floor. Got it to Clary. Clary trying to stay away from the defense. Getting rid of the basketball does. Over to Eli King. King in the corner goes down to the baseline. Weaves his way toward the basket. Back outside. Comets playing keep away here with a minute 25 to go in the game. And now Kane and Heck is going to be fouled. That'll be on number 22, Jake Leaker. That'll be the third on Leaker tonight. And with a minute 23 to go, Gainesville down to a point. I personally think might be a little early for thinking you need to foul. But they are. Wouldn't the Comets at the free throw line. Kanan Heck at the line. And the first one is up and good. So Kanan now with 14 to lead the way for the Alton Comets, who have four players in double figures. Heck with 14. Clary and Sharp with 12 apiece. Now the free throw is up and good for Kanan Heck, and he's got 15. And the Alton lead is now 65-57, 8-point advantage with a minute 19 to go. Gainesville, quick down the floor, get it down to the baseline. Now in the corner to Leaker for three. That one's off the rim, no good. Kernodle down with the rebound. And the Alton Comets, with 1 minute to play, have an 8-point lead and the ball. Clary weaves through traffic, trying to feed it outside. Ball poked away. Then he pokes it away. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul. That'll be on the Gainesville Bulldogs. We have bodies flying all over that ball. But when that ball got loose on the floor, everybody going after it. It's going to be a hold on number 11, Jackson Britt. And that'll put Kanan Heck at the free throw line for the Alton Comets. Kanan looking to add his 15-point total. Five of those points have come from the free throw line. And the run into the 1-1 is good. And I mentioned that every game we've done this year, this is a very good, I mean very good, free throw shooting team. If you get behind Alton late in the game and start putting them at the line, chances are they're just going to extend the lead because they're just really good at the line. That one rattles in and out. Of course it does. No good. Here comes Gainesville. Down by 9. Long pass up the floor. Now they get it to Jenkins in the corner for 3. That's no good. Rebound to Drew Cleary. Fell down but maintained his dribble. Now gets it off to Morrison. 45 seconds to go. Morrison spins away from the defense. Gives it back over to Cleary. Drew triple teamed and gets fouled. He'll go to the line and will shoot the 1-1. So the Alton Comets looking to get their second win in 2 days here at the Kabul Holiday Tournament. That was on number 11, Jackson Britton. Nope, number 22, Jake Leaker, his fourth. That really doesn't matter. 40 seconds to play in the game. Still some time here for the Gainesville Bulldogs. Alton to shoot free throws. First one is good for Drew Cleary. Droopy now with 13 on the line. And again, only three field goals tonight. All the rest of his points have come from the charity stripe. He'll shoot another one here for the 11-point lead. It is up and rolls off the rim. No good. Rebound Gainesville. Here come the Bulldogs. They need some. Oh, here's a long pass. It's almost stolen by Kanan Heck. It goes out of bounds on the near sideline, right in front of the scorer's table. And Gainesville will inbound it with 34 seconds to play. Leaker inbounds into the backcourt to Evans. Quick pass up the floor to Jenkins. Now to Britt at the elbow. Back out to Leaker. Fires a long three. That one's off the back iron. No good. Kernodle down with a rebound for the Alton Comets. Comets looking to get away from the defense. They do. Cleary got it over to Heck. Back to Cleary. Out to Morrison. 17 seconds to play. And the Gainesville Bulldogs are not going to foul here. Comet fans get on their feet. Their Comets are moving to the semifinals of the Kabul Holiday Tournament for the first time ever. There's your buzzer, and that's the final, 67-57. The Alton Comets with a win over the Gainesville Bulldogs. Now, this was a closer game than that final score is going to indicate, but the Comets hitting their free throws down the stretch. Again, Alton wins it by a final score of 67-57 over the Gainesville Bulldogs, and you can write the Alton Comets in for the semifinals of the Cabool Holiday Tournament. That game will be tomorrow at 4:30, and you'll hear it right here on K-Country 95. Let's take a timeout. We'll be back to wrap this one up and start getting ready for our next game, the Thayer Bobcats and Chadwick. That one will be a dandy cheer. You're listening to Alton Comet Basketball on Ecom Sports. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Are you in the mood for some home-cooked food, but you just don't feel like cooking or cleaning up? Well, go to the Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant on the Square in Alton. They're open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. They feature a lunch buffet Monday through Friday and a dinner buffet Thursday and Friday starting at 5 p.m. It's the Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant. Check them out on Facebook, keep up with their specials, and there you'll find some of their reviews. Great from scratch food, great buffet, great customer service. The Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant on the Square in Alton.
Are you in search of a tape measure that's extra tough and durable? Then you need to stop into Simpson True Value in Alton and grab the Stanley 2-pack Fat Max tape measure set. The pack of two 25-foot tape measures is just $19.97, and with two in the pack, there's one for you and one for someone's Christmas stocking. The high-impact case with slip-resistant hold stands up to heavy use, and the forward blade lock makes locking and unlocking easy. Get this bargain of the month now while supplies last at Simpson's True Value in Alton.
If your savings aren't earning high rates, isn't it about time they did? At Alton Bank, we have money market deposit accounts that will meet your needs. Right now, we are running special rate for over $250,000 for 2.27 annual percentage yield. This is a variable rate account where the rate can increase as rates rise. Drop by and we can discuss details and requirements. Let us set you up with an account to make your money grow. Alton Bank, a bank worth changing for. Member FDIC.
We're back here at the Cabool Holiday Tournament. There's one more game here tonight. The Thayer Bobcats and Chadwick getting ready to play. And we'll have that one for you here on K-Country 95. But let's wrap this one up. The Alton Comets with a win tonight, 67-57 over the Gainesville Bulldogs. Alton led at the end of a quarter, 14-8. They led 31-28 at the half. We had a three-point game. 12-point lead for the Comets at the end of three quarters, 54-42, as they outscored Gainesville 23-14 in the third quarter. And then Gainesville actually outscored the Comets in the fourth, but the Comets hold them off. 67-57 is your final score. Good balance scoring up and down the lineup for the Alton Comets tonight. They were led by Kanan Heck. Heck had 16 on the night, 13 for Drew Clary, 12 for Dalton Sharp off the bench, and Dalton had a big night. Andy Morrison scoring 10, as the Comets have four players in double figures. Then it was 6 points for Eli King with a pair of bingos. Colby Kernodle had those 3 points, two for Ben Ash, and five for Brandon DeWolf. For the Gainesville Bulldogs, they're led by their big sophomore in the middle, Bryce Hambleton. He scored 15, 12 for Jake Leaker on 4 3-pointers. 9 points for Jackson Britt, six on a pair of threes by Andrew Ball, six for Landry Jenkins on a pair of three-pointers. Also a three-pointer for Isaac Hartman. He had 3 points in the game. Jalen Evans, 6 points in the ball game. Again, Alton and the Comets moving into the semifinals of the Cabool Holiday Tournament for the first time ever. I was talking to Coach Hollis earlier, and he was saying, you know, our guys really just don't know really how to react to all of this because they had never even won a game at the Cabool Holiday Tournament until last night. And now here they are with a second win, and they're getting ready to go to the semifinals tomorrow afternoon in a 4:30 contest. And again, we'll have that for you on K-Country 95. By the way, an update on the Thayer Lady Bobcats playing that team out of Oklahoma, the number one seed, by the way, in the pink and white tournament. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats are down by 18 at the half. 36-18, I believe, was the score. All right, again, Alton with a win here tonight, 67-57. They go to 8-1 on the year. They'll play in the semifinals tomorrow afternoon.